Following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart, sexy, kinky, fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm back. We're back. So you probably noticed that we took about a 2.5 month hiatus to catch up on that thing called life. And now we're back. And I want to say that I really, really appreciate people said some wonderful things on Twitter about how you missed the show and you were being super patient. And so thanks for coming back to listen. Thanks for continuing to listen. Tell all your friends we're back on Friday nights and you don't have anything else to do but listen to the show. I know that. It's a new season, which means a few things. New guests. We have a bunch of fantastic guests coming up over the next few months. We've been kind of stockpiling this list of dream guests and our wish list, and a lot of those wishes are coming true. So I'm really excited about who's in the lineup coming up. It also means new sponsors. So we currently have space available for sponsors and advertisers. So if you're interested, you can email me at tristan@puckerup.com. Remember, the only way this show continues is if we have the support of sex-positive businesses, and then in turn, you, my listeners, support those sex-positive businesses. Speaking of which, Good Vibrations, which has been a supporter of mine for years and years and years, and a great supporter of this show, recently made some changes to their new website, and the old coupon code from last season doesn't work in the new system anymore. But never fear. I mean, I know for a fact that people listen to these shows out of order, or someone's going to listen to the show today for the very first time and then maybe go back and listen to some past episodes. And that code was meant to be evergreen. So I want to give you the new code, and you have to spread the word on this too. There's two of them. There's the code Tristan for 15% off a single item, and the code Tristan20, the number 20, for $20 off $200. Okay, so write that down or commit it to memory or do whatever you need to do and show some love to Good Vibrations. I also want to do a shout out to all of my friends and colleagues and the amazing folks who are right now this weekend at CatalystCon in the Washington, D.C. area. I am really sad that I can't be there because you know I'm a great supporter of Catalyst Con. It's an amazing event, but I'm super happy to tell you that I will be at Catalyst Con West, which is happening September 10th to the 13th in Los Angeles, and I'm going to be doing live recordings of Sex Out Loud at Catalyst Con. I'm going to be doing my infamous sex educator boot camp the day before things get kicked off. And I'm just really looking forward to getting back to Catalyst Con, which is one of my favorite events of the year. And you can find out more about this event at catalystcon.com. And we're live today because, of course, I have to come back with like a big splash and be live. So even though we're a little out of practice, we're just going to go for it. And that means you can call. You can call and talk to our guest. You can call and talk about the topics that we're going to be covering. You can call and just tell me how much you missed me, quite frankly. You can also post questions on our Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. And if we use your question on the air, you're going to win a prize from PuckerUp.com, my own website. It's probably going to be porn. So you should probably, you know, send in some questions, call 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Today, we are devoting the entire show talking to something that is very, very close to my heart, and that is the Feminist Porn Awards. And I want to give you just a little bit of a background on those, if this is the first time you're hearing about them, or you don't know the backstory. So when the woman-owned, sex-positive sex toy shop Good for Her first opened in Toronto in 1997, the store was determined to find the best products for their customers, and they went to great lengths to find unique offerings for a pretty diverse clientele. But staffers always struggled to find a large selection of erotic films that they felt comfortable offering their customers. They did have a small curated selection, but they always wished to expand it. By the mid-2000s, there was a shift. People of all kinds were getting behind the camera to produce, direct, or star in films that reflected the kinds of sex that they wanted to see on film. Finally, there were people of color, trans folks, queers, and lesbians in particular, directing films that featured their communities without being fetishized and with respect. The customers at Good for Her were delighted, and the staffers were thrilled that a new age of porn with more options was finally available. The concept of the Feminist Porn Awards was originated by the former store manager, Chanel Gallant. She suggested creating an event that would recognize, endorse, and celebrate those who are making these fabulous films. Chanel coordinated the event with Lorraine Hewitt, the in-house movie reviewer, as well as other staff members, and the Feminist Porn Awards were born. Well, this year, the FPAs, and as I'm going to call them for short, are celebrating their 10th anniversary, which is just an incredible milestone. And I'm thrilled to have someone who has been involved since day one with me on the show today. Let me tell you about her. Lorraine Hewitt, also known as Coco La Creme, is an experienced sex educator who's been enhancing the sex lives of Torontonians for over 10 years. Her wealth of knowledge, warm personality, and wicked sense of humor ensure that her classes are always as comfortable as they are informative. Lorraine focuses on teaching essential sensual skills and improving erotic communication, and her work has been featured on numerous TV shows, in major print publications, and blogs. She presents a ton of different workshops throughout the city, and Lorraine is a founding member of the Feminist Porn Awards team and currently serves as creative director for the event. Welcome, Lorraine.
Hi, Tristan. Thank you. Thanks for that great introduction.
So let's go in the time machine and go way back to the very first year of the Feminist Porn Awards. I was there.
I remember. Wow. But, I was in my 20s.
Wow. Okay, good. That makes me feel old. So tell me how it came about. I know that Chanel, you know, wanted to sort of put together this thing, and like, let's reminisce a little bit about how that first event went down.
Yeah, well, it was something that happened almost spontaneously. Of course, there was a lot of work and planning that went into it, but honestly, it was the case that we were just in the office one day and, you know, sort of talking about that issue that you were just talking about, how we had a small selection of movies, but that we always felt that there wasn't enough to serve our customers, and that it was actually hard for us to even find out about great movies that would come out. You know, and we're the ones who are out there doing the research, trying to look for the product. So if it's hard for us, then it's definitely going to be hard for the regular consumer. We thought what this really needs, what what feminist porn really needs is to be publicized and to be celebrated so that people are encouraged to make it and that the people who want it know it exists. And literally, that was just an idea we talked about in the office. And Chanel, being the powerhouse that she was like, we're going to make it happen. and she was able to really, of course, get a lot of media interest in it, because at the time especially, I mean, this conversation now, we've been having it for a while, but at the time, people were like, feminist porn? You know, what is that? What is, you know, what are you trying to do with all of this? And we had great community connections who helped us bring it together. We had the first one in the ballroom of the Gladstone Hotel here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Which is actually quite a small venue compared to where the awards are now.
I know. That's what's so amazing. I mean, it feels like we had it like in someone's apartment. It was such a small, it was like such a small room. It was like this little room off of the bar.
It's true. Yeah. And it was just the one night, as opposed to now we, you know, it's sort of a something that goes on for a few days. So yeah, it was quite in many ways too, a local event in that there was a lot of people and just in our community who came out to support us. And thankfully as well, there were people like you and people like Candida who, when they knew what we were doing, also wanted to fly in and support us too. And that went a long way towards us actually continuing to do the event, to know that that people who were creating the work also, you know, really supported us celebrating it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can speak from my experience, which is that no one was, like you said, having these conversations. And so it seemed to me it was kind of an unprecedented moment to get together and just highlight and celebrate and talk about this work. So that was what was the most exciting part for me when I was first there. And I remember it was like, it was full. It was crowded.
It was.
Because, you know, you say, I mean, that's the thing, is that now it's grown and, you know, there's a lot of people come in from out of town. But even just this quote unquote local Toronto scene, you know, of people interested in feminist porn, it was quite a randy, you know, vocal, happy kind of crowd in that room.
It was. There were lots of great outfits. I think there were a lot of probably really happy people after the event was over when they went back home. It was really fantastic. And we're really lucky here in Toronto that we do have a great sex-positive community around us that does support us. And it's actually been really interesting to see that now that there are so many people who come in from out of town, how our local community here has actually started to make movies with people, and just how much collaboration there has been across borders. It's
yeah,
really
absolutely. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we're definitely going to talk more about that, but we have to take our first commercial break, I think because I took up too much time in my introduction welcoming myself back. Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I have so many questions about how things have changed, what the criteria is, and just some of your unique perspectives, having a front row seat to feminist porn spread out throughout one decade and how much has happened. So let's take a commercial break. And when we come back, more with Lorraine Hewitt talking about the Feminist Porn Awards.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code Sex Out Loud for 25% off your order.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Women can live their lives to the fullest and realize their dreams for growth and greatness. Georgine Summers knows. As host of On the Edge, Georgine will give you powerful tools and rules to help you change direction in your life and get rid of the fears that stop you from living your dreams. Stretch your boundaries and become the amazing person you've always wanted to be. On the Edge with Georgine Summers airs live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today we are talking with Lorraine Hewitt, also known as Coco La Creme, who is a founding member of the Feminist Porn Awards team, and she serves as creative director for the event. And Lorraine, before the break, in my introduction, you know, I talked about this shift that happened in the kind of mid-2000s. So tell me kind of what you were seeing at the retail level. I mean, were you seeing more porn? Were you seeing better porn? Were you seeing a different kind of porn?
We're seeing more things, yes, that we could stalk and feel really good about. And the interesting thing was for more audiences as well. There had always been a little bit of alternative stuff out there, stuff that was queer produced. I can recall the San Francisco Lesbian series, which was on VHS way back when. But it was just so limited. There was so little of it. And again, as we said, people found it hard to find. But the difference came about when really the internet got into people's hands and production was really democratized in many ways, and people were able to promote themselves by making their own websites and not really having to wait around for a studio to take them on. It made a huge shift that people were able to do this and to contact us directly and say, hey, you might be interested in my work. It was wonderful. And that was when, you know, we started to feel like for the first time, well, we have enough to really make this happen.
But I also think it's really significant that this happened in the context of a women-owned sex toy store, because the truth is there still can be quite a divide in terms of some really fantastic sex educators who run businesses who don't want to carry porn or don't want to promote porn for whatever reason. So I think it's also really significant that it's happening in this space that is, you know, creating all the safe space for women and saying, and by the way, porn can be part of your sexuality too.
Yeah, it's so true. And I always am so grateful to Carlisle Jansen, the owner of Good For Her, for being so brave and for really being able to challenge that idea that did come to us from some of our customers. I mean, certainly we got emails and things like that saying, you know, how can you be promoting pornography when you're supposed to be, you know, friendly to women? And that idea that we wanted to not so much create a safe space, because I feel like, you know, that's a hard thing to guarantee everybody, but definitely create a space where women could actually be curious about porn and ask about it and maybe try it out, rent it, see if they might like it or not, you know, and see that there's a variety of things that might appeal to them as well.
So I want to go over, for people who may not, you know these things inside and out, what is the official criteria that the judging panel uses to decide, you know, the best feminist porn of the year?
Mm-hmm. Great question. So we have always had a similar criteria, but definitely for the first time this year, we got a website. We've always been a little bit low tech.
You've had all the information has been on the Good for Her website. And
yeah,
now you kind
have
your own.
We did have it on, our Good for Her website as well. That's true. But we've sort of clarified it this year. And so one of the things is that, you know, we want it to look great. That doesn't necessarily mean that somebody has to, again, have $100,000 editing suite. What it does mean, however, is that we really want to see people treating their subjects with respect, lighting them properly to show off, you know, their beautiful skin, no matter what color it may be, framing things wonderfully, and paying attention to those sorts of details that are really going to make their work as appealing as possible to the audience that they want it to be for. We also are really all about having a variety of things on offer, because we believe that feminist porn is for a diversity of audiences. We don't think that it's just for one group of people. And so we want to be able to include things that create a picture, really, of what feminist porn is doing today each year. And so that means, you know, including movies that appeal to, the most radical folks out there, and including stuff that appeals to folks who might just be dipping their toe in as well. We look for the it factor, so just something that makes us take notice and is and just stands out from the crowd, perhaps something that introduces a groundbreaking new idea about sexuality that we have not seen before, not necessarily something that is sexually new, but something that has yet to have been highlighted on film in that way. So when we see something like that and we can say, you know, I've never seen that before and this really made me take notice, that's something that we definitely like to award. And of course, you know, hotness. So part of what we're looking for really is something that people are going to want to masturbate to. And it doesn't have to be that I want to masturbate to it, but, you know, somebody. So right. Hotness is important. We like to see there being real pleasure, and orgasms, and people just really looking like they are interested, involved, empowered by what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things you brought up that I thought we could talk about is this notion of underrepresented communities, people, bodies, practices, sexual mm-hmm. orientations. And I'm wondering if you can speak specifically as a woman of color about why you think feminist porn is so important.
Well, from my perspective as a woman of color, definitely when I look for porn that's going to show women who look like me, often it is in a really fetishized context that I can tell by looking at it that although there are women that look like me in the porn, the intention is not to have me as a market for it. It's a very other point of view. And so for me, being able to watch things that are made by people of color, that show people of color enjoying their sexuality, and really, you know, again, just in the ways that we all do, without playing into stereotypes about what Black women's sexuality is, which there are a lot of. So it's really awesome to have choices out there beyond things like, you know, Ghetto Booty 5.
Right.
Which, in all honesty, you know, is something that exists and is okay. There's a market for that too, but it's great to have something that's made for me. And I think that all of us who have come up against that when we try to search for our sexuality out there and we discover that, you know, the movies that are meant to sort of represent us to the world do not represent us at all, it's a wonderful thing to be able to take it into your own hands.
So in addition to diversity, I mean, obviously, in the 10 years that this has been going on, the number of submissions, the number of nominees, the event itself, the mainstream media recognition, everything about the Feminist Porn Awards has grown exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say especially mainstream media in the past year, I get more inquiries from press people than I can actually respond to about feminist porn and about ethical porn. And something that sprang up rather organically is that now filmmakers and performers come to Toronto from all over the world, and they also make new porn during the week of the Feminist Porn Awards. So, did you ever anticipate this? Yes, and then they submit to it the next year. So did you ever anticipate that happening?
I never would have anticipated that happening. And it's a really wonderful thing because, again, we're talking about things that may be a little bit niche, right? Like it might not necessarily always be that easy to find performers for what you want to make in just in your local area. So the fact that it brings people together, in a way, you know, it makes sense when you think about it, that you have all these creative folks coming together, performers and directors, and they're in the same space at the same time. They might as well create something wonderful, but I could never have envisioned it, no.
Yeah,
it's great.
Pretty,
and I'd like to tell you, Kristen, also, everything has grown. You're absolutely right. Everything except our staff.
Yes. Well, I know that. It's true. It's still a very homegrown labor of love. And we're going to talk about that next. We've got to take another break, but I want to remind folks that we are live and you can call us. You can talk to Lorraine. You can talk to me. You can tell us your thoughts on feminist porn. Tell us if you've been to the Feminist Porn Awards and what you think about them. If you have a favorite movie of the year that you know is nominated for a Feminist Porn Award, you can say all sorts of things. You can call us at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788, or hit us up on Twitter at SexOutLoudRadio. So coming up, more discussion of porn because there is so much more to talk about. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Tune in Tuesdays and join the credit master and consumer advocate, Mr. D, a.k.a. Bruce J. Danielson, and learn the whole truth about credit risk scoring, collectors, both kinds, credit bureaus, credit cards, tax liens, mortgages, and much more. Find out how to use accountability combat to protect yourself from becoming a victim and to fight back against corporate abusers, such as banksters who have taken unfair advantage of most of us. The Consumer Fight Back Show educates consumers on how to find relief within today's onerous credit system. See you Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
On the morning of August 5th, 1962, the world awoke to the shocking news that Marilyn Monroe, one of the biggest icons in Hollywood history, had been found dead. What really happened that night? Join Nina Bosky as she seeks to uncover both the life and tragic death of Marilyn Monroe and what keeps her so popular over 50 years later. Good Night Marilyn Radio, live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today we are talking with Lorraine Hewitt, who is a founding member of the Feminist Porn Awards team and the creative director And we are live. So you should tell us your thoughts about feminist porn and the Feminist Porn Awards. Call us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Okay, so you brought up this notion that that the staff of Good for Her and the Feminist Porn Awards is quite small. And I know kind of what goes on behind the scenes. And I can tell you that I've been to events that are that literally five times as many people have put on the same scale event that you do. And so it's quite a labor of love. And that first makes me curious to know more about your personal relationship with porn watching, because I know you were like the reviewer for movies for the store. You're the creative director of this. So what's your stake in porn watching, and how has that, you know, maybe changed over the years?
Yeah, well, for me, I think when I first found the freedom to just watch porn and experiment with it and check it all out, it was really amazing and really liberating for me. So I just have this real love of pornography, I guess I have to say. And I also really find that porn is its own genre of filmmaking, essentially. And of course it seems obvious, but it's not. At the same time, there is a specific kind of art that goes into making a really great pornographic movie. And I've found myself really fascinated by that. So, yeah, I did. When I started working at Good for Her, and, you know, it was the case that not all the staff were necessarily familiar with all the movies, and somebody needed to be the person who ordered samples and watched them and wrote about them and informed the rest of the staff about what the content was, so that, you know, not everybody had to watch every movie. And I wanted that person to be me. So I took on that role. That was a job I created for myself there. And it grew into this position eventually of me being here as creative director. And that involves, you know, kind of me collecting feedback from the jury that we put together. But it also involves other creative aspects of the show, like booking the entertainment and creating the presentation scripts for people to read, and that kind of like a little bit of the more boring stuff as well. But it means I get to watch many, many hours of porn every year, and I quite enjoy it.
Okay, and let's not gloss over the entertainment, because people, the other thing I want to tell you about Lorraine is her alter ego, Coco La Creme, is an amazing burlesque performer who performs each year at the Feminist Porn Awards. And what I'm here to tell you is that just seeing her performance alone is worth the price of admission.
Oh, my goodness, Tristan.
I mean, I can literally remember, I don't even know what year it was. What year was it that you did, like, the church lady?
Oh, I can't remember either what year it was.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
I can still see the outfit, like clear as day, right? That's like burned in my memory.
It was that was a great year. I really enjoyed it. And you know what? This is a hilarious thing, is that every year I actually kind of try to get out of performing. And the staff at the store is always, they're like, no, it's a tradition. You have to do it. I always love it because it's such a great crowd.
Get out of it just because you're too busy?
And also because I kind of wonder sometimes if I should cast myself year after year in my own show. So I'd like folks to know for sure that while I enjoy performing so much, it is actually the one creative decision I do not make. It's the rest of the staff that insists on it being a tradition each year.
Yeah, no, I think people would definitely be like, what's going on? Why is she not performing? To me, it's like, you're always going to be there performing.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, at first it was because we were super small and everything we did was done by us or our friends. And then, it definitely started to become a tradition each year. And one that I'm really happy to do. It's a fantastic audience to perform for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on the Thursday before the awards, there is a screening and discussion with filmmakers, and it's usually a sold-out event. It's really one of the very few opportunities for folks to watch feminist porn on the big screen in public, which I happen to think is very significant. Do you know whose films you'll be screening at that this year?
We'll be screening a number of things this year, some short films and some selections from longer films. One of the ones that I'm excited to screen is a film called Hello Titty, which is sort of a humorous look at somebody's, it's somebody saying goodbye to their breast before top surgery. And sort of holding a last chance tit show, where folks have their last opportunity with the boobs. So I definitely want to screen some things from that. Also from Australia, that one is from Germany. Hello, Titty. Also from Australia, we have an amazing film made by Morgana Muses about her 50th birthday present to herself, which was. To be tied up into a huge rope installation as a phoenix with red ropes and just made up to have a photography session done. And it was her birthday present to herself at 50 because this is the time when she's actually just begun to fully explore her sexuality and her kinkiness.
I love that idea.
It was really a very powerful thing to watch. I can't wait to share it with people. Definitely will also be showing some local filmmakers as well that we're really excited about too. There is a young local group from Toronto called Spit, and they have been holding sex parties here and making porn of them. And so we're excited to screen Alias and Knives, which also has a bit of a BDSM bent to it. Oh my goodness, there's a lot that we're going to screen. Excited to screen Trans Lesbians as well by Courtney Treble, which takes a look at the, just a fun sort of vignette kind of movie with great scenes that all feature trans women and having lesbian sex with other trans women, with cis women as well. So really fantastic.
Is there a special thing with Erica Lust also happening?
There is, yeah. On Wednesday evening at the University of Toronto, we are hosting a special event with Erica Lust where she is going to, because, you know, Erica is somebody who is really been as well very vocal about how her work is feminist and how she really believes that feminist pornography and ethically made pornography is really important. And she has written a book, she's done a TED Talk, and so she is going to bring a selection of clips for that event and as well do a talk and an audience Q&A. And we're really excited for that, too, because Erica, as well, has been a longtime supporter of our event.
So let's talk about some other nominees. I'm going to throw out some titles at you, and I want to hear the first thoughts that pop into your head. You ready?
Okay.
This is like a little quiz. This is like the quiz portion of the show.
Okay.
Okay, let's begin with Marriage 2.0.
Marriage 2.0. First thing that comes to mind is India Summer and Nicki Minaj. I like that combination.
And it's, you know,
and open relationships.
We're going to have the writer and producer of that film on in a couple weeks to talk more about Marriage 2.0, but it's definitely a game changer in the adult industry. So I'm excited that it's being recognized. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about this film, which is hard to say, but I'm going to say she, he, it's actually S, in parentheses, He Comes by Petra Joy.
Yes. By Petra Joy, yes. Okay, so what comes to mind for me with Petra Joy is always just these really incredible visual scapes and one of my favorite performers, Wolf Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Who's also in Heartthrob Marathon.
Oh my goodness, Heartthrob Marathon, yes, a fabulous movie made by Zara Stardust, who was our Heartthrob winner last year, and features her and James Darling and Wolf in a hotel in Toronto at the Feminist Porn Awards, getting it on in grand style, let me tell you.
how about Put the Needle on the Record by Shine Louise Houston?
Oh, Put the Needle on the Record is wonderful. And you can, what comes through for me always is that Shine has that artistic filmmaking background. And you really see that in this work. It is like a short story in film format. It's actually quite softcore, but it is extremely, extremely sensual.
Instructed.
Well, that's Pandora Blake, one of my favorite BDSM and spanking enthusiasts. And she, I just see beautiful lighting, Pandora, all by herself in the scene, and a voice that firmly but gently instructs her on everything that she does.
Okay, and then finally from Australia, The Fantasy Project.
The Fantasy Project, wonderful. So Ms. Naughty directed that, and it's about a woman who is looking into and exploring the fantasies of other women, collecting fantasies, exploring that kind of in a Nancy Friday kind of way, and bringing life to that on screen, really giving importance to the fantasies that women express authentically, and it's fabulous. Tristan, there's so many great movies. You're getting me excited.
I know there are so many great movies. Well, that's the thing. I mean, this is literally just the tip of the iceberg for folks out there. I mean, I picked a handful. There's really a lot this year that I feel like there's actually a great deal of competition because there's some movies that have really like broken new ground and done really amazing things. And they're all up against each other.
They're all here this year. Yeah. I think that we are seeing, again, like the quality of the work just gets higher and higher. The number of submissions that we receive only grows. And it is really challenging because we can't have a 6-hour award ceremony. So we have to, at some point, we have to, to give certain movies awards. But honestly, we may award some movies because they particularly resonated with our jury or because we felt particularly strongly about them. But for people who are interested in feminist porn, everything on the nomination list is worth checking out.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I tell people, too, who say, if I want to find feminist porn, where do I begin? And I think that's one of the great purposes the Feminist Porn Awards serves is that you can easily say, go look at the nominees on their website. There's nominees from all the past years. There's nominees from this year. And it's just kind of a great place to start. It's like a jumping off point to see different filmmakers, their different styles. And then you can just take it from there and explore, other work by these producers and performers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you want to fall into a feminist porn hole, you can do it.
Okay. On that note, because there's no way to segue out of that. Okay. On that note, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. I'm going to do an Ask Tristan, and it's your last chance to call us and talk to us. So 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. If you want to talk to me, if you want to talk about Feminist Porn Awards, and if you want to talk to Lorraine, who is the creative director of the event. So stay with us and come back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Are you experiencing a relationship or a relation slip?
Without the carefully measured balance of spirit and ego, it might not be what you want it to be. On Relation Slips with Dr. Bobby Summer and Lori Lynn Mann, we'll explore relationships from two unique ends of the spectrum. In addition, we'll have amazing guests, both experts and celebrities, and we'll hear from you too. Relation Slips can be heard live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Dance Talk Radio has come to Voice America. Join host Tracy Marciniak and her celebrity guests every week for a show that takes you inside the world of dance. What's it like working with stars like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? The experts share their stories and the behind-the-scenes secrets. Plus, inside tips to become a better dancer, instructor, or studio owner. Dance on over to the Voice America Variety Channel every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific for Dance Talk Radio.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I hope you're enjoying our brand new season 3, the very first episode. I think we're kicking it off pretty good, pretty good. So I'm talking to Lorraine Hewitt, who's the creative director for the Feminist Porn Awards. And I had a question from a listener. This one comes by email from Jody, who says, "What can you tell me about the ethical porn movement?" And this leads to kind of another question, which I'm going to piggyback on. But of course, Jody, I'm still going to give you a prize. So email me your mailing address. But I want to ask about ethical production practices, because that is a cornerstone of feminist porn practice. And it's been talked about a lot lately in the media. But it's not an explicit part of the criteria for the Feminist Porn Awards. And I wanted to talk about why that is, or if there's been any discussion about how to incorporate it.
Thanks. Yeah, there has been discussion about it and I think that you're right. It doesn't appear as one of our official judging criteria. However, at the same time, I think that we really encourage people, if they have had a particular issue with somebody on a set that they've worked with, to let us know as well, right? Because it is important to us. One of the things that sort of gets in our way is that we are, though, a small group of people. So unless someone is directly letting us know what's happened, we don't have the resources to investigate every set and be there and really see what's going on. So that's been some of our hesitation, is just because we can't, this is something that we don't really have the information all of the time to make decisions about. At the same time, though, it is really important to us that actors are treated with respect and paid fairly and given choice and ethical working conditions, that they're empowered, that they have a say in what they do, in their scenes. That is all extremely, extremely important to us. And what is great is that as well, the feminist porn community is growing, but it's still the kind of community where you can, where we get to meet everybody as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that definitely plays into it too, is being able to meet people, being able to see their own statements that they make on their own media, blogs, that kind of thing, about how they want to work and what principles are important to them. And that's what we go by.
So you've had a front seat to the evolution of feminist porn, and I'm curious to know what you think has changed in these 10 years that the FPAs have been happening.
Well, I think that something that has changed a lot, for one, is that the quality of the work just keeps getting higher, which is great. The amount of people creating it keeps growing, which is fabulous. And the stories that are told keep expanding. you know, I think that there's way more, in the submissions that we get now, there's way more trans representation than there was when it began. And in the last couple of years, far more, representation of trans women specifically, which was not the case at all in the first few years in terms of the submissions that we received. So that's been a huge change. I think that I've also seen more incorporation of diversity in other respects. I feel like I see a little bit more diversity in age, in the age of the performers in the movies we get submitted, more cultural and ethnic diversity too. So the thing is that when the award started, as you mentioned before, these conversations weren't happening. And having the Feminist Porn Awards begin, I mean, that did create a lot of dialogue around the movies being submitted and how the filmmakers really could even take a look at their own work, their own communities, how they can expand to include their politics, to make sure that they are providing a variety of images, you know. So not everybody has to, of course, incorporate everything. That's not what this is about. But it does allow people, I think, to see what other people are doing, to be exposed to the work of other folks who have similar politics, and to be inspired by that and to take that and to create something new with it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are all really good points. I think also the international element of it really cannot be ignored. You're now getting submissions from all over the world.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely all over the sort of Western world.
Western
for sure.
World, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. We get submissions from all over Europe. It's incredible to me that we get submissions from Australia and that people come and visit us from Australia sometimes every year, which is a huge, huge thing.
It is a huge trip. Yes, it's like an insane trip, actually.
Yes. Yes, and I'm like, wow, like that is, you know, that's just incredible. So it is really wonderful. And I mean, I would love to start to see that even to increase and to start to get submissions from non-Westernized places, but I think that's yet another conversation that has to be had about how feminism looks different for different people, and how what we might be doing may not look necessarily like, you know, empowering to everybody, right? And so those are conversations that need to keep happening.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, a little bit out of your Friday, to talk to us about this. I did it purposefully now and not too close to the awards, because you kind of, some people can't just do a quick trip to Toronto. You've got to plan it. So people, start planning now, okay? Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure.
Lorraine Hewitt is the creative director of the Feminist Porn Awards, and the 10th annual Feminist Porn Awards will be held in Toronto this year, April 15th to the 17th. Find out more at feministpornawards.com, their snazzy new website, and at goodforher.com. Find them on Facebook and Twitter at Fem Porn Awards and at Good For Her. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. You can always find me at puckerup.com and on Twitter at Tristan Taramino. I want to thank my amazing team who makes this show possible and who's made it possible for the show to come back. Executive producer Karen Dana, who has been a champion and supporter from day one. Associate producer Raymond Johnson, who works his ass off to make this stuff happen, people. Segment producer and editor Colton, who set up the studio out here on the West Coast for me. Announcer Cooper Beckett, who's partying right now at Catalyst.com, CatalystCon, but who has his own great podcast, Life on the Swing Set. Matt, my engineer, who I could do nothing without. And if you missed any part of the show or you want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. Oh, and we would so love you forever if you would go on iTunes and give us a review. Will you do that? Those reviews matter. It takes just a few minutes. Okay, tune in next Friday. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be renowned adult performer, writer, and filmmaker, Stoya. She is going to talk about some of her latest projects. I'm going to ask her about the Queer Porn Film Festival in Brooklyn, where she's having a film premiere, and lots of other things to catch up with. It will be Stoya's first appearance on the show, and I cannot wait. Until then, hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio. And hey, go out there and have some conversations. Talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.